Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And I think you'll like it. And if you decide you don't like it, it's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. You actually can do it yourself. It works great. So, and don't forget, folks, we have an absolutely very simple privacy policy. Whatever you give us stays with us. And if you and it stays with us until you want it back, and then we give it back to you, and we never use it for anything else except to send you our newsletter. We don't, you know, maybe once a year I'll send you an extra notice to remind you about a virus or something. Occasionally I've done that, but very few times. But just because I thought it was something that you needed to know about. You know, folks, you've heard me talk many times before, and I hope that you can tell how much I love doing what I'm doing. And how much I enjoy being able to share some ideas with you and talk to you. But one of the things that if I ever get down or a little bit about what I'm doing and ever wonder why I'm doing what I'm doing, I think about Jorian Clark. And I think about the opportunity to have her back on the show. What a cool lady she is. She's the president of Spectracom. She's a good friend of ours. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. And when you hear her, if you haven't already before, when you hear her join us in just a few minutes, you'll know why I like doing what I'm doing. Jory, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. And boy, Jim, I'm afraid to open my mouth after an introduction like that.
It's good to have you back, Jory.
Thank you.
One of the reasons why I'm glad that you're here and that I'm glad to know you and glad to have you in our Brain Trust is because you did something for me recently that really is helped me, and you don't even know that you did it.
Mm-hmm.
You went to Las Vegas, didn't you?
Yes.
You went to the Computer Electronics Symposium or whatever they call it, CES.
Yes, yes. And,
right.
And unfortunately, I didn't gamble and send you money, but
no,
at
that
least I have some information for you.
That wasn't what I wanted. What happened, see, is I want the information out of CES, but I don't want to go to Vegas.
Yes.
So, see, what you did is you took care of all that for me, and that was just a great favor for me. So I'm gonna get the information, but I didn't have to go to that gaudy place. I don't like Las Vegas.
No.
I'm teasing. I do like. I actually do like. Going there. I just, you know, short stays are good for me.
Yes. It can be a little bit overwhelming with all the activity going on.
Well, it is. I guess I haven't figured. I'm kind of a small town guy, but the downtown area, the old downtown area, that's a pretty cool place.
Yes.
The old strip area, that's a pretty cool place there, Vegas. And it's growing like crazy out there, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Every time I'm out there, which is about twice a year, there's another hotel complex going up.
Right.
Just amazing.
Yeah, no,
and the reason why I don't like Vegas is I always come back about 5 pounds heavier because there's so many great restaurants. You just keep eating all day, all night.
I know it. But, you know, everybody is so nice out there. And I always tease the folks in Vegas. I always say that I don't like going, but I actually don't mind it. And everybody's so nice to you. Everybody seems to be having a good time out there, don't they?
Yes.
And I guess that's the reason why all these conventions keep going out there.
Well, and in this particular case, this convention, which is the Consumer Electronics Show, which is where they introduce all the new technical gadgets that we're all going to be using maybe a year from now, it's about the only place they can hold it because it's so doggone large. It's really amazing. They have tracks on audio updates, digital imaging, gaming, home networking, mobile electronics, which of course is all that sat nav that we're beginning to see in cars, wireless, home theater. And it's not that far away when, you know, all those futuristic things you see on movies or TV shows, a lot of that's beginning to infiltrate our lives. And it's kind of quietly, and we may not know it, again, unless we're looking at those early adopters or those 20-year-olds.
Right. Absolutely. Well, That's what one of the things I wanted you to do. I want you to tell us a little bit about what you learned out there. What are some things that you learned in Las Vegas that we need to know about at the CES?
I think one of the biggest things, and of course this is going to be near and dear to your heart, is it's obvious that all of us who are marketing our product or our service information, we have to start thinking about using sound for communications. Now, you might say, what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of people think about doing a print piece or maybe a direct mail piece, or maybe if they're in retail, they have a point of purchase or posters or signage. You know, but all that is pretty much visual. You know, you're reading words or looking at pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if somebody's on a radio, they know the importance of sound.
Absolutely. No question about it. Stand by. We're going to be right back with our good friend Jorian Clark. She is the president of Spectracom. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jorian Clark, just back from that great city, Las Vegas. And, you know, Jory, I was teasing earlier about you going to Las Vegas for me. You know, they got some of the shows that they have out there are just incredible.
And they are. They absolutely are.
Did you get a chance to take in any of them while you were there?
No. We were actually so busy walking the show and meeting with people afterwards, because a lot of the people that we're interacting with are producing these devices over in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to talk to them while they're here.
I see what you mean. But you didn't do any gambling.
No, don't do any gambling.
Well, I do when I go there, but let me tell you how I do it. I take $100 or $200 and I say, okay, this is going to be entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the blackjack table and I play until that money's gone.
Sure.
I never win.
Sure.
Ever.
Sure.
But it's just entertainment, because it's just something to do, and you get to see the most interesting people in the world at a blackjack table.
Sure.
Jory, there's another reason why I like Las Vegas, and its name is KNUU AM 970. We have a great station there in Las Vegas.
Excellent.
So that's another
reason
why we like Vegas.
Listening to us now.
They are. They will be.
I always figure that running a small business is about as much of a gamble as I want to have, and I do that every day. So.
Good point. Okay, let's talk about distributed learning again. Tell us about the different applications.
Well, we were starting to talk about moving away from the concept that sharing your marketing message, educating people about your projects and services, that's only a visual thing. And, of course, we got used to that because it used to be one-way communication. You know, we would say, here's our product, and then we'd hope to heck somebody heard that, saw that, and would come in and buy it. But now, of course, with the onset of the Internet, and now especially those wireless devices, whether it's a PDA or a BlackBerry or et cetera, you know, people are able to send you information or questions or requests, as well as get information from you. So that distributed learning talks about how do you now use everybody's brain to make your product or your service better. And, of course, when they can talk to you on a one-to-one basis by sending you email or, you know, by delivering information about what they're looking for next, then all of a sudden you have that two-way communication, which is so mm-hmm. important. And we all know one brain is not enough these days.
Right.
You have to have multiple ones.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that we saw that were kind of exciting, I'll talk about the things, as I call it, you'll see Monday, as opposed to the things you'll see maybe a couple of years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who is under the age of 25 has an MP3 player. Now, that is probably popularly known as an iPod, because Apple's done such a good job of showing us how we can download our information digitally in music and have, you know, up to 3 days of our own songs that we've chosen.
Do you remember, Jory, you're a lot younger than me, you probably don't remember this, but I remember having a transistor radio in my pocket with an earpiece.
Yeah.
I had one of the first ones. It was a little bitty thing in my pocket, and I took the radio with me.
Yes, yes.
I didn't get to take the kind of music I wanted. I had to listen to what the radio played.
Yes, and of course, then you got all the ads that the radio played as well, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now when people can
which
their
we actually
radio,
we actually like those.
Right, exactly. Well, that's how we make our living, so
that's
we sure
right.
do. And of course, now the challenge is you can't just put an ad and hope that they hear it, because if they are, for example, downloading all the shows that you've done and they're cutting out your advertising, your advertisers aren't going to be very happy. They've
got
to figure out a new way to engage us about their product or their service. And that's, of course, where now we all have to start getting smarter about how we make things, and that's where entertainment comes into place.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a little bit before about gaming, but it really isn't just the games. When we say games, most of us think about that 18-year-old son we have at home who's glued in front of the console playing Doom or Death or something like
that. Or the 8-year-old on the Game Boy.
Yes, absolutely. But it's really different than that. Anything that's interactive, where we allow our potential customer to make a choice, that's how we define games right now. So, for example, there's a lot of educational learning that's going on through the use of games. And I mentioned before, the Army, for example, spent $8 million developing a game, and they gave it away for free, and they used it as a recruitment tool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was extremely successful for them. Now we've seen, for example, games that are developed that show you how to be a fireman, and they put you within, you get to choose
mm-hmm.
who you are and what position you're in,
mm-hmm.
and then you go into a burning building, you have to make choices, and if you make the wrong choice, you see a consequence.
Mm.
Well, what a great way to learn. And also, what a
like
great way to
like how to be a nurse or an architect or
absolutely.
A doctor or a talk show host.
Yeah,
that would be the really scary one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it'd be pretty short, huh? No.
It probably would be.
That's what my employees say about me.
Yeah.
Learning how to be a boss.
That's
boy,
right.
In 30 seconds,
yeah,
we'd be done.
That won't take long.
Right. Well, other devices that we thought were pretty exciting, and these are a little bit longer term, are 3D TV is coming. Now,
mm-hmm.
you'll
3D.
Probably 3D. It's just amazing. Do you remember a long time ago in Star Wars where Princess Leia popped out of a little video and she was a projection
mm-hmm.
and she said, "Help me, Obi-Wan.
Like a hologram.
You're my only help." Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's coming.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. We saw something exciting from Opticality, which is a company out on the East Coast, and you'll see this summer in some movie theaters, not all of them, but some of them.
They'll actually like an IMAX theater kind of thing.
It's more than that. It actually pushes the screen out to you.
It doesn't. It doesn't just seem like it's coming at you. It is coming at you.
It is coming at you.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Stand by, Jory. We got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. More to come with our good friend Jorian Clark after these messages. It's Tintil.
I need you.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lessingame, a small business advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Jorian Clark. And always a pleasure to have you on the show. Jorian, give us your website, please.
It is www.spectracom.com, spectracom.com. And we call ourselves Spectracom because we really provide a wide array of communication technologies. It's just amazing how things are changing, isn't it? We were talking earlier before about some of the fun things that we saw, and there were a lot of interesting things at the show.
Go ahead, Jory.
All right. There are lots of other interesting things at the show. For example, one of the things that's interesting is they're now using the radio frequency bands
mm-hmm.
to, you can sign up and say, I'd like to be updated when this doc goes to this level or when I need to have my medication. And then they put a globe on your desk, sort of looks like something out of a Woody Allen movie.
Right.
And then it pulses in different colors to remind you to take a certain action.
Wow.
That was kind of a fun thing to see.
Now, what would be the application?
Well, the application might be for someone who is doing stock trading, and they can't just on their screen always be watching to see what's going on because they have to do other things. So this colored globe would be sort of a reminder to, if you see it go orange, quick look and see where the stock is or what you want to do or take a certain action.
So you're saying the color would tell us sort of you set in parameters that you and you attribute a color to a parameter.
Yes.
And when that parameter happens, if a customer comes through the door or whatever, it gives you a color.
Absolutely. So
this would be good for someone who's deaf then.
Absolutely. It's good for someone who is deaf or someone who's so busy doing a lot of different things that they need a reminder.
They need to be able to use another visual, I mean another sense.
Yes.
Maybe they got headphones on like me if I'm doing my show and something goes on, I've got that color in front of me to tell me to stop or to go or speed up or whatever.
Yes, and it can be used to track a portfolio, a weather forecast.
How about in weapon systems, like for a jet fighter or something like that?
Sure.
Something like that'd be a good idea. What about some tools that we would use in our small businesses?
Well,
some things that might be a little more intuitive.
Sure, absolutely. One of the things that we're taking a look at is how can we put our marketing message on something called a USB device. Now, again, think in terms of maybe the size of a cigarette lighter. And if you at all give to your customers CD-ROMs or maybe discs of the information or anything about your organization, this is kind of a fun new way to deliver that, in that it's set up that this USB device can either be in a pen or it can be in a watch or it can be in a keychain. It can be in a lot of different things that you already use.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of having to carry a CD with you or a disc with you, you actually just download it right into your pen.
Right.
And got the information that you want.
Hmm.
So if you're trying to get noticed and you have maybe some higher-end customers that you maybe spend a little money on, for about $10 to $12, you could give them this real fun little keychain, which would have your message on it, but then they could also use it to download any files that they want to take maybe between home and work or, you know, between home and another, you know, between work and another location.
Well, or if they know the person that they're going to see has a demonstration machine like a laptop or whatever.
Absolutely.
They can take a PowerPoint presentation with them and not have to, you know, carry light. You can travel light and just pop it in and put it up.
Yes, absolutely. And some of these USB stick devices also had the ability to wirelessly change your PowerPoint.
Huh.
So you don't even have to stay glued to your laptop to show your presentation. You could walk around the room and just click, 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 as well as have one of those red line pointers where you can show up on the screen for everybody.
Right.
You want to indicate something you want to call their attention to. So those devices are going to be here this year, and to get a view, some of them are already in Best Buy, but the prices are going to continue to drop this year, like all things technology-oriented.
Right.
So by the end of the year, it might be a great holiday gift to give to some of your customers is one of these little small matchbox-sized devices, which could kind of get you noticed because it has your logo on it as well, as it's kind of cool for them to use.
Jory, give us your website again, please.
It is www.spectracom.com.
And you help people put their best foot forward online, don't you?
We do. We help them market their product and their services in unusual and innovative ways.
I hope you'll check them out, folks, and give them a chance if you're looking for somebody to help you with that. And all of us should be. Jorian, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for inviting us.
Jorian Clark, ladies and gentlemen, with Spectracom. Don't forget Spectracom.com. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.